Okay, let's unpack this. You've brought us some fascinating material exploring a surprising angle on something incredibly common in modern life. Stress.
Yeah, it really is everywhere.
It hits us all, and as the research you've shared points out, when it becomes chronic, it takes a real toll on our health.
It absolutely does. And what's particularly compelling in the material you've provided, drawing from sources like, you know, the NIH, Healthline, and the EPA, is this idea that our diet, it isn't just about physical health in a vacuum, but can be a powerful tool specifically for managing stress.
Right.
Yeah. And boosting overall well-being.
It's not just a general health recommendation. These findings dive into specific foods.
Hmm.
Our mission today is to cut through the noise, dive into this research, and pinpoint those foods that the science suggests can genuinely help reduce stress and understand why they might work.
Hmm.
Think of this as your shortcut to being well-informed on the specific connection between your plate and your stress levels.
Precisely. The information suggests these aren't magic bullets, of course.
Yeah.
But foods containing compounds that potentially support our body's stress response mechanisms, perhaps by promoting feel-good hormones, helping regulate blood sugar, or even calming the nervous system.
All right, let's jump into the insights gleaned from this material then. First up, and this might be a pleasant surprise for some, dark chocolate.
Ah, yes.
We often think of it as just a treat, but the research you've shared suggests it has a role beyond that.
Yeah, what's interesting is the specific mechanism highlighted. Studies cited in the material indicate that consuming dark chocolate, particularly with a high cocoa content, we're talking 70% or more.
Okay, that's key.
Has been associated with a reduction in the stress hormone cortisol. It also contains flavonoids linked to improved brain function and blood flow, and magnesium, which can help relax muscles and the nervous system.
So it's not just the, you know, temporary mood lift from a delicious bite. There seems to be a direct impact on our hormonal and brain chemistry, according to these findings.
Exactly.
Mm.
The research points to it helping lower cortisol and potentially increasing serotonin, which the material notes is associated with feelings of happiness and relaxation. It's a small indulgence with a potentially significant benefit.
Okay, moving from a sweet note to a breakfast staple, oats. How does something as simple as a bowl of oatmeal feature in stress management based on this material?
Well, oats are highlighted for their complex carbohydrates.
Right.
What the research indicates is that these can stimulate the production of serotonin, that same feel-good neurotransmitter we just touched on.
Mm-hmm.
And importantly, they provide a steady, slow release of energy. This helps maintain stable blood sugar levels.
Ah, okay.
Preventing those sharp drops that can lead to irritability and mood swings, which often, you know, make feelings of stress worse.
So starting your day with stable energy from oats could literally help you navigate potential stressors with a more even keel.
That's the idea presented in the material, yeah.
Mm.
By providing a stable energy foundation, you potentially remove one physiological trigger for stress-related mood fluctuations.
Makes sense. Next on the list, we turn to the sea. Salmon. The material describes it as a powerful ally against stress. What makes it stand out?
The key seems to be the high concentration of omega-3 fatty acids.
Yay.
The information you shared emphasizes their role in reducing inflammation and anxiety. Omega-3s are also implicated in regulating stress hormones like cortisol and supporting overall brain health.
And the heart benefits too, right?
And of course, they come with established heart health benefits,
yeah,
offering a kind of dual approach to stress resilience.
It's fascinating how supporting brain and heart health can work together against stress. Now, what about tiny blueberries? We know they're packed with goodness, but specifically for stress relief.
Yeah, the power of blueberries, according to the research, lies in their abundance of antioxidants, particularly flavonoids.
Flavonoids, right.
These compounds combat oxidative stress and inflammation throughout the body. The material suggests these antioxidants may offer protective effects specifically for the brain, shielding it from some of the damaging impacts of chronic stress. Plus, the vitamin C content can give the immune system a boost, which is often compromised by prolonged stress.
Protecting the brain from stress's cumulative toll, that's a really compelling benefit for something so easy to just snack on.
It really underlines how micronutrients can have systemic effects, impacting our resilience at a cellular level.
Shifting gears a bit, let's talk avocados. Another food celebrated for being nutrient dense. What is it about avocados that puts them on this list of stress fighters?
Avocados are rich in healthy monounsaturated fats, potassium, and various B vitamins.
Okay.
The material suggests these nutrients work together to help lower cortisol levels and enhance the body's overall response to stress. And those healthy fats are also crucial for optimal brain function, which is obviously important for maintaining mental clarity when you're under pressure.
So they're supporting both the body's chemical reaction to stress and keeping your mind sharp. That's a great combination.
Exactly.
And almonds. There's a specific mineral highlighted here, right?
That's correct. Magnesium.
Magnesium, yeah.
What the research points out is that magnesium is absolutely vital for nervous system function, and low levels are frequently observed in people experiencing anxiety and stress.
Right.
So, consuming foods like almonds, which are a good source of magnesium, can help replenish these levels. This potentially leads to reduced muscle tension, better balance of stress hormones, and promoting a sense of calm.
It really brings home how critical these mineral levels are for our overall state. How about something as common as bananas? Easy to grab, but what's their specific stress-related benefit according to the sources?
Bananas offer a combination of benefits, actually. They're a good source of potassium, which can help regulate blood pressure, something that often spikes with stress.
Mm-hmm.
They also contain vitamin B6, which is involved in the synthesis of key mood-regulating neurotransmitters, including serotonin.
Ah, serotonin again.
Yeah, and the natural sugars provide a balanced energy source, helping to prevent the irritability that can come with energy crashes or fatigue.
A simple fruit touching on blood pressure, mood, and energy stability, quite a package.
It is.
Now, chamomile tea, this feels instinctively calming, doesn't it? But what does the material say about why it actually helps?
Well, the calming reputation of chamomile seems backed by the science here. The material highlights an antioxidant called apigenin found in chamomile.
Vapigenin.
Okay. This compound is noted for its ability to bind to specific receptors in the brain, which can promote relaxation and reduce anxiety, essentially acting as a natural sedative, according to the research.
So that warm cup isn't just a comforting ritual. There's a biochemical action contributing to the calm.
Precisely. It provides tangible support for entering a more relaxed state.
Okay, moving on to some perhaps less obvious stress fighters on the list. Leafy greens, spinach, kale, chard, we know they're healthy, but what's the specific link to stress relief here?
Beyond general health, these greens are emphasized for their folate content. That's a B vitamin important for serotonin production.
Right, back to serotonin.
And they're also another excellent source of magnesium, reinforcing its importance in regulating the stress response that we saw with almonds.
Okay.
The material suggests that including a variety of these helps support hormone balance and mood stability.
Another powerful reason to make sure you're getting your greens in.
Definitely.
From the garden to the spice rack, turmeric is mentioned. What does the research suggest about this spice and stress?
Turmeric contains the active compound curcumin.
Curcumin, yeah.
Which is noted for its potent anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. The material indicates that curcumin may help reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety by influencing brain chemicals like serotonin and dopamine.
Wow.
Incorporating turmeric into your diet is presented as a way to potentially leverage these natural anti-stress effects.
It's quite remarkable how a spice can impact brain inflammation and neurotransmitter balance, both of which are so connected to stress and mood.
It really connects to the broader understanding that inflammation, even low-grade inflammation in the brain, plays a role in our psychological state.
And yogurt. The material makes a point about the gut-brain connection here. This is fascinating.
This is where things get truly fascinating, yeah. The information highlights the growing body of research linking the probiotics found in yogurt and other fermented foods to improve mood and reduce anxiety.
Right, the microbiome.
Exactly. The gut microbiome is increasingly understood to play a significant role in modulating the brain's stress response. Plus, yogurt provides calcium, which can help alleviate stress-induced muscle tension.
So your gut health is literally influencing how your brain perceives and handles stress. That's incredible to think about.
It really underscores how integrated our physical systems are. Supporting a healthy gut environment appears to contribute to a calmer mind.
Okay. Green tea is another beneficial beverage on the list. What's its specific stress-fighting secret, according to the sources?
Green tea contains catechins, which are powerful antioxidants that help reduce oxidative stress.
Mm.
But a key compound highlighted is the amino acid L-theanine.
L-theanine.
The material notes that L-theanine promotes relaxation by increasing levels of dopamine and serotonin in the brain. It's also mentioned for its ability to potentially lower cortisol and improve focus.
A drink that helps you relax and improves focus. That sounds like a particularly useful tool when stress is high.
It offers that combination of calming effects and cognitive support, both really beneficial when dealing with pressure.
All right, let's round out this list with a few more insights from the material. Oranges are up next. We know them for vitamin C, obviously, but how exactly does that nutrient specifically help with stress?
Vitamin C plays a crucial role in supporting the body's stress response. The information you've shared highlights that vitamin C actually helps reduce levels of cortisol.
Ah, directly reduces cortisol.
Yeah. The research noted suggests that regular intake has been linked to lower overall stress levels and improved mood. It's a simple, widely available fruit with a direct impact on a key stress hormone.
Accessible, simple, and directly impacting cortisol. Good to know. Next, walnuts, another nut often lauded for brain health.
Yes, and similar to almonds, walnuts are highlighted for their concentration of beneficial compounds. They provide omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, and magnesium, several of the key players we've discussed.
Okay, so a combo deal.
Exactly. The material points to these nutrients working together to support brain health, mitigate the effects of stress, help regulate blood pressure, stabilize mood, and enhance overall mental well-being.
So they really are a powerhouse, bringing multiple stress-reducing benefits in one package.
They seem to be, yes.
And finally, kiwis. Maybe a less common pick for some people.
Kiwis are notable for their vitamin C and antioxidant content, contributing to stress reduction and protecting against cortisol effects, much like, you know, oranges or blueberries.
Right.
But a particularly interesting point raised in the material is that studies suggest kiwi consumption can improve sleep quality.
Oh, interesting. Sleep quality.
Yeah. And given how vital good sleep is for stress recovery, this is a significant benefit. They also provide fiber for steady blood sugar, helping avoid those energy crashes that can add to stress.
Stress reduction through better sleep and stable energy, that's a really interesting angle for this fruit.
It really underscores that stress management isn't just about fighting stress directly, but also supporting the body's overall restorative processes, like sleep.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Looking at this whole spread from dark chocolate and oats to leafy greens, turmeric, yogurt, and kiwis, what are the common threads? What's the synthesis we can draw from all this material?
Well, if we connect the dots across these foods, several themes emerge pretty consistently, according to the information you've shared.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them contain compounds that influence key hormones, like cortisol and serotonin.
Right, the hormones.
They support brain health, often by reducing inflammation or providing essential fatty acids like omega-3s. Many help stabilize blood sugar levels, preventing that energy and mood volatility.
Yeah, that came up a lot.
And key micronutrients like magnesium and various B vitamins repeatedly appear, crucial for nervous system function and mood regulation.
So incorporating these nutrient-dense options isn't just vaguely eating healthy. It's about providing targeted support for our body's complex stress coping systems based on these findings.
Precisely. You're sort of equipping your body with better tools to handle the inevitable pressures of daily life.
So what does all this mean for you, the listener? Why should you care about this diverse list of foods?
Because this isn't abstract theory, right? These are practical, accessible foods that you can potentially integrate into your daily diet to actively support your body's resilience against stress.
Yeah.
It's about making conscious choices based on what the science, as presented in this material, suggests can make a tangible difference in how you experience pressure.
But it's crucial to remember, as the material also emphasizes, that food is one powerful tool, but it's part of a larger picture. It's not the only thing.
Absolutely. That's a key point. While diet can be a significant ally, the sources definitely reinforce that effective stress management involves a holistic approach. That includes regular physical activity, prioritizing sufficient sleep, and incorporating practices like mindfulness or relaxation techniques.
Right.
Food is an important piece, but it works best alongside a generally healthy lifestyle.
This has been a really illuminating deep dive into how food can be a potent ally against stress, grounded in the research and articles you provided.
It certainly reframes how we might think about our grocery list, maybe, in the context of our mental well-being.
Definitely. So considering how intimately linked our physical state, shaped by what we eat, is with our mental and emotional state, how might consciously choosing foods that nourish our stress response fundamentally change our daily experience of pressure and challenge?
That's a great thought to leave things on, something to ponder as you plan your next meal.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the material on stress-reducing foods. We hope you found these insights practical and maybe even empowering.